untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to it. This is Untapped Talent with myself, Sia Sangwenifin. Thank you so much for having us on. This is Cliff Central. We're about to have an hour and a bit of very interesting people, and that's what we do every single Friday at 9 a.m. So talking to someone who should be feeling kind of chilled and calmed because she's 16 years old and she's still in school but has just finished her finals, you know, you'd think, can finally breathe. Well, she's now heading up for Sunday, where everything is going down. She's a contestant on South Africa's Got Talent, and she's actually in the finale. So let's just bear with her for a few seconds. Let's take this moment. Her name is Isabella. She's just finished finals. You know, that's a good thing for her. Done with school for a while. But she's also kind of nervous and anxious. So I'll be chatting to her in a little bit on the show, because the thing's kind of interesting. She's 16 years old and she's a ventriloquist. Now, all I know about that is that you need to not move your lips around a bit. And I have big lips. And so, like, I wouldn't make a good ventriloquist because it's kind of obvious. So to talk between your teeth is kind of a cool thing. And I want to know, you know, what inspired her? She's only 16. Why she got so interested in it as well? All of that, you know, it will be a great, great chat with her. And then a little later on as well, I have to say, this is one of my favorite songs right now. Say what you will, but they're such a proudly South African act. And you cannot help but when the song comes on, you just like it and you fall in love and you just want to move. And since it's a Friday, and yes, I can do this, even though I didn't want to do this right now, heck, why not? It is Mikasa after all. They've just come back with a new album. It's called Home Sweet Home. I'm not going to play the full thing, but if you ever needed a reason just to get you into that Friday spirit, how about just a little couple seconds of this? I never knew I was one of these guys. Somehow the song makes me feel like I have Latino ancestors and just makes me want to dance and move a lot. But anyway, that's something for a little later on in the show. But first off, Casper Nyovest, we all know him. He's a big rapper in South Africa and been doing amazing, amazing things. I remember just a couple of months ago when he started off saying he wants to fill up the dome, and that was the hashtag going around here then everywhere. And I really thought this is quite an admirable thing. I will have to admit, not that I verbalized it, but I was like, will a South African be able to do this? This is the dome in Johannesburg. It's 20,000 people, and as an up-and-coming rapper to have great ambitions like that, it's quite a big thing to go out there and claim. But this past weekend he actually did make it happen, and I have to say kudos on him. It was absolutely incredible. I didn't get to go, so I was sitting at home just having FOMO galore, fear of missing out, just seeing what is happening on Twitter. And I actually have someone who was there, not just there, but got the opportunity to perform, and I feel oddly like a proud parent because this guy has been on my show before and we spoke about his journey, and here he is now accomplishing great, great things. He goes by the name of Voogie. Mr. Voogie, how are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. And how are you, my man?
Listen, I'm absolutely incredible. You must be floating on cloud nine. This is like your time.
You have no idea. I don't even know how to explain this right now.
Yeah.
I'm even seeing an insert on the Soweto, and I just appeared there as well.
But yeah, wow.
Man, I'm really, really excited right now. It's a good time to be Voogie Dlamini.
All right, let's just backtrack a bit. You know, we all know Casper Nyovest. Like, how did you get in touch with him? Do you know him on a personal note, personal enough to call him Refilwe? Like, what, what's the relationship between you and Casper?
Look, I do motivational entertainment, as you know. So one of the things that I did was I recorded a video, And I sent it to him. In fact, I just sent it on social media, you know, put it out on Twitter, put it out on Facebook, and it just went viral. It went really, really crazy. So from then on, I just received communication from two, in fact, of his people that communicated at the same time. And then I just ended up communicating with a guy called Dude. And yeah, from there, they just invited me, look, we'd like for you to do a 2 to 5 minute set of what you did in the video. And I guess the rest is history.
So it was clearly just a big thing of you just following your passion and you making things happen for yourself.
Exactly.
I know in theory and principle, it must be an exciting thing to be like, you know, I'm young and up and coming. I'm being chosen on such a great platform. But when you arrive at the Dome, I'm sure there was traffic and you now see the people and you see, you know, the queues. How did you feel walking up knowing you have to present to these people?
Let me paint the picture for you.
Yeah.
So here I am, right, because I was given Q and they told me that, all right, so he's going to go and he's going to do rands and the Nairas, and then that's when you'll know that that you're almost up next, right?
Yeah.
So now he did rands and the Nairas sort of differently because he did it all melodic and it was slow and whatnot. So I couldn't hear that it was rands and the Nairas. Now, earlier on, I had met Maps Maponyane, and we had a great conversation with him. He ended up taking my numbers,
okay.
And then he ends up calling me from backstage, and I'm thinking, why is this guy calling me right now? I
mean, brushing shoulders with the right people, of course.
You know? And he calls me from backstage, and he says, dude, you're almost up. They're telling me they're looking for you, and you're almost up. So I go backstage and run there, right, because the song is almost over, so I need to go there. And when I get backstage, I see Maps is also walking up the stage with me, and he says, I want to see this for myself. Now, already, that's a lot of pressure.
Wow.
When someone like him says, I want to see this for myself, right? So while the song is still playing, while it's still going on, I'm trying to get my nerves out the way. I'm sort of semi-turning up at the back there, and I'm shaking it off. Now, he says to me, it's time. So I see the guy that you know, the person that's in charge of stage, you know, stage production. I see him, he goes and he puts the mic stand there and he gives me the nod. As I walk down the ramp onto the stage,
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you don't even know me though. I don't understand what's going on.
So now you are in your rock star element. That's all it is.
Let me tell you something. I believe that too. Let's call it that, right? Let's call it that. And they start shouting, and I was. It was a wild moment for me. So I'm walking down, and then I get to the mic, and I just stand there and I look at them, and then I go in. Let's hear it for Casting Your Fist. The rest, I guess, it was just me getting my fans.
Listen, I'm sure those 2 to 5 minutes must have flown by like in a blink of an eye, really.
You have no idea. The one moment I'm walking down the ramp, the one moment I'm getting off.
But
that's pretty much it.
Did it live up to your expectations, the performance overall?
I think so. I really think that I gave it my all. You know, I gave it, because I always give 110% regardless.
Yeah.
It's always 100% or nothing. Just don't get on the stage if you're not going to give it your best. Had I been sick, I still would have given it 110%. So I think I did absolutely amazing, the best that I could do. Hence, you know, the love that I'm getting right now, which I really appreciate.
What does a performance like this mean to you personally, as someone who's been working on their dreams and their passion? And what do you think it means just for any other artist in South Africa going out there trying to make things happen for themselves?
Look, man, I think this couldn't have been a greater start. This couldn't have been a greater start, you know. Having such a great platform, 20,000 people, you know, screaming. They're not even screaming your name, but they're just screaming because they love what you do. You know, the first thing I would say is the one thing that you want to do as a performer is perfect your craft, man. Work really, really, really long hours if you have to, you know, on your craft. Just make sure that if it's delivery that you're working on, perfect that first, and then, you know, perfect your content, perfect your material, but be really, really good at what you do before you say that you are ready for the world to see you. You know, by the time that comes, then the world is ready to see absolutely amazing and nothing short of that.
Yeah.
You know, so when these opportunities come, you're ready. You know, they find you ready to be a star. if you're a performer, if I can put it like that, you know. So yeah. I think I have to, without a doubt, I have to thank Casper Nieves because he gave me this platform. I mean, he didn't even know me. He didn't even know whether or not I've spoken in front of thousands of people before. For all he knew, I would have passed out.
Exactly.
You know? So he had belief in me, and I have to thank him for that. And, you know, I had to deliver. It was beautiful.
Well, listen, brother, all the best to you. I know that the whole the concert overall was a roaring success. And I know now the next step is supposedly hashtag fill up the stadium.
I hope to be a part of that too. And I hope he does actually fill it up.
So I cannot wait to see what's going to happen in the future. And most definitely just for you. All the best. And thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you so much. And all the best with you as well.
Awesome stuff. This is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
So we're continuing the conversation right on Untapped Talent with myself, Sia Sangwenifin. And I'm coming in this with an open mind, and I was about to say open arms, and that's too much of like a quote from a song. So I'm talking to someone different. I've never had a ventriloquist on the show, and more than that, a 16-year-old multi-talented ventriloquist. Good morning, Isabella. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, that's so good. I don't want to be, you know, inappropriate or impolite. Do I also have to greet Miss Jane? You know, she's also joining us. Do I call her a puppet? Does she have a name? Does she?
Well, actually, I'm the Miss Jane.
Okay,
I'm the Isabella Jane, and this is my friend Rosie.
Hello.
Oh, okay. So Rosie's also here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
So I just want to talk to Miss Jane first. Thank you,
okay.
Rosie. Thank you. Miss Jane / Isabella, where did it all start for you? You're only 16 years old now, but to get into ventriloquism, where did that all start for you?
Well, I've always been a performer in performing-ishness since I was about 5 years old.
That's a new word and I like it. Performing-ishness, yes.
I started singing when I was 5 years old.
Wow.
I entered the Stedfords SA's got, oh gosh, goodness me, that's a new competition.
Yeah.
SA Champs, just for singing and just honing in my skills as a singer. It's always what I've wanted to do. But then what happened was I was 8 years old, and being 8 years old, I believed I could do anything and everything.
Which is a good reason. Yes, yes. You're 8 years old, you're in grade two. Yeah.
Exactly. I was inspired when I was actually watching America's Got Talent, which is quite ironic.
Yes.
And I picked up a teddy bear. I said, okay, I'm going to do ventriloquism. It didn't work because my mouth opened and the teddy bear's mouth didn't open.
Yes.
So that wasn't working out for us. I saved up my money. I bought myself a puppet, which is the same puppet I have now, Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
She chilled in a closet for about 3 years. And when I was about 12 years old, I brought her out again. I practiced in the mirror. Eventually, my mouth stayed closed.
Yes.
And her mouth was constantly opening. And from that, a character was born.
Now, how do you define ventriloquism? Ventriloquism is?
Who? Ventriloquism is...
Because, you know, we see a performance, we see someone standing there, not necessarily moving their lips, but somehow a voice is coming out, which still to me is a bit of a mind flip. Mm. But to you, what is it?
I think it's a bit of a one-man show.
Mm-hmm.
It opens not only my mind, but I think it opens a viewer's mind as well. You know, with me, I have two characters in my head when I'm speaking. I have to speak as myself and then I have to speak as Rosie. And,
oh, wow. Yeah.
You know, I think just opening my mind to that, it's an art. It really is. And I respect all the ventriloquists out there because it's tough,
yeah.
You know? And I think it's really entertaining as well.
Because, yeah, you aren't just a performer on stage. Mm. And to a certain extent, you need to be an actor.
Mm.
And more than that, you also have to have this comedic element to you because you're having essentially like this two-way, three-way conversation,
yeah,
in some instances, and you have to just keep it going. So I think that's really, really big of you. And how much training goes into something like this?
I don't know for normal people and ventriloquists, but for me personally, I taught myself. I try to speak with her. To be honest, we do speak quite a bit when we're
okay.
alone.
So it's a lot of like, okay, you don't sound crazy at all.
No.
I'm here to understand. It's a lot of like late afternoons in your bedroom alone.
Just talking. You know, yeah. We have great conversations. It's all about, it's just practicing, concentrating to keep the two personalities going,
mm-hmm,
while not swapping voices. And yeah.
Yeah. All I know in terms of famous ventriloquists is like Jeff Dunham.
Mm.
And how is that, that ventriloquism world? Can you really go out there and say, I'm just going to be a ventriloquist and you make a successful career out of it? Or is the case of like Jeff Dunham a very rare case?
You know, I think ventriloquism isn't, you know, you say you're a singer, everyone knows what it is. You say you're an actress, everyone knows what it is. You say you're a ventriloquist, it's like, huh? What's that?
What do you do exactly?
So, you know, it's quite a small craft at the moment, which is actually growing at the moment quite in the States quite a bit. But I do think, me personally, my dream is singing. So what I do, I combine my ventriloquism and singing. So I'm trying to just create a new market to inspire people.
Yeah, because you've done a lot in terms of theatre and acting as well. You know, you've been in The Jungle Book, Alice in Wonderland, The Little Mermaid, The Gingerbread Man 2, Sleeping Beauty. It's more like, what haven't you done? So where do you see yourself going in the future? Like just encompassing all of these aspects, or just being an actress, or just being a performing or recording artist rather?
I think whatever I do in life, I want to make people feel something. I want to entertain. I want to be performing.
That's awesome.
Whether that's singing or ventriloquism and singing.
Yeah.
You know, I'm keen either way, but I never want to lose my singing because that's my passion and my love.
That's incredible. So let's talk about this journey that you've been on South Africa's Got Talent. Firstly, you're 16 years old. Yeah. You're in the middle of school. What made you actually say, you know what, I can do it? And you apply and sign in for the show? And did you have this expectation or vision of actually being right in the finale?
You know what? It's a big commitment.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Doing SAS Got Talent. You know, even if I don't win, it's still a massive, it's been a big commitment for the last 2 months. I was actually on holiday, and there were auditions. I'm like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm going to do this. They agreed. We all agreed.
Yeah.
I went and I did it with Rosie, and I got in. Then I realized why I actually wanted to do it in the first place. Because in that moment, it was just a spur of the moment, spontaneous idea.
Yeah.
But looking back now, I'm thinking, I realized that this is something I want to do. Uh-huh. Rosie is special. She makes me happy, and now I found that she makes a lot of people happy. And that's what I want to do with her. I want to entertain people, and I want to give her and myself the biggest platform available. And that's SA's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Whether we win or lose, you know, it's been amazing so far, because in my heart and in my life, we've already won.
Now, has Rosie have any diva tendencies? You know, now that she's seeing big stars and bright lights, and I'm sure she doesn't just want to be carried in a case anymore. You know, does she demand her own change room as well?
She's actually been really good on this journey. I don't think
well behaved.
Yeah, she's behaved really well. I just don't think that she enjoys the fact that I do all the interviews and she just has to, you know, add in her little comments here and
there. Is there a bit of jealousy?
There is a little bit, but she understands that, you know, I'm the person in this relationship, and you know, I need to lead this. She gets that now. We've had a few good talks about it.
Got it. Totally got it. And there you were in the middle of the competition, and you started, you know, juggling school and your exams and your finals, which is an amazing, amazing thing. Kudos on you for being able to juggle all of that. But what has the support been like from your family, your friends, and of course the rest of South Africa as well, as they see in this competition?
My family has been incredible. I've had messages, you know, every day from my friends. Even my teachers just message me just saying good luck. And
oh, that's,
you know,
awesome.
They're behind me. Also, my church family has been incredible. I've had the youth, you know, with me, and you know, talking about it and getting their friends to watch and vote, and it's been amazing. The response on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram has just been really, it's been overwhelming.
Yeah,
and incredible.
That's incredible.
Keeps
really
me going.
For lack of a better term. Let's just think about Sunday for a few minutes. Sunday, the finale of South Africa's Got Talent. That is when you could walk off the stage as a winner with the prestigious title. As if that's not enough, it's $500,000 South African rand. Can we, like, you know, Isabella, I know we've only known each other for a couple of minutes, but you know, I think there's a connection between us, and you know, we could be the best of friends. And you know, with friends, they say sharing is caring. So maybe if you don't know what to do with a couple of thousand rand. No, I would like a little spruced up car or something or the other. Have you spared some thoughts to what you'll actually do with, like, that money?
Oh, you know, I've had to think about it now. And then
I can help you budget, girl. I will be on your side with that one.
Yeah, no, it's, to think about it, you know, I'm 16 years old.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing. But to be honest with you, I've thought more about actually going forward with the title and what it is rather than the money, even though you can gain the money. That's
That is not a bad thing.
That's pretty cool.
I would say that is not a bad thing at all. Yeah. But it's still a title. It's such an amazing platform to be able to walk on for the rest of the year and really for the rest of your life. Saying at 16, you accomplished such a fantastic thing is really commendable. And really, I don't want to sound cliche, whether you lose, whether you win, it really is amazing that you've come this far. So it's South Africa's Got Talent this Sunday on ETV or ETV HD at 6 p.m., right?
Yes.
And when does voting open?
Voting lines open at 6 o'clock and close at 7:30. And then at 7:30, there is a live results show where the winner will be named.
Okay. And so what do we do to vote for you?
Voting for me would be after my performance, the number will show up on the screen. So it'll be SMS act blah, 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 to blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. This is kudos on you. I can only wish you nothing but the best. And wherever you go, whether it's singing, whether it's acting, whether it's performing or carrying on with Miss Rosie herself, it's kudos on you that you're doing such a great thing. And any message that you have to all of your supporters thus far?
Guys, I love you. It's, you have my team of believers behind me. I couldn't have ever gotten this far without you. All the love and support from my friends, my family, even the people I don't know.
Yeah.
You guys, I love you. That's it.
There we go. Like, done, dusted, and simple. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you for having
me. Thank you to Miss Rosie as well.
Thank you.
We'll take pictures galore and we'll definitely make sure that everybody gets to see her.
Cool.
There we go. This is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
I am the future of South Africa. On my shoulders, I carry the hopes and dreams of generations to come. I'm eager to learn, but even more eager to use my knowledge for good. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters.
At Sibanye-Gold, we believe our youth is worth its weight in gold, which is why we are so committed to developing, nurturing, and grooming our young people into future leaders. Sibanye-Gold, we are one.
Untapped Talent on CliffCentral.com.
That's the new one from a young up-and-coming hip-hop artist from Hammanskraal. His name is Hamika. He's a 25-year-old musician who started rapping at the age of 16. So since then, Hamika, whose real name is actually Katlego, has been performing as part of Skrali Boys. That's what they go by. He grew up really in the art form and began performing at the local cyphers, at the State Theatre, and at the in terms of the local hip hop scene, he's been making a name for himself there. And he's really honed his craft by recording and performing with various local producers and artists. So when the music business wasn't what it looked like and wasn't really working out for him, he joined the rat race, and soon his charming demeanor and fast talking skills led to him becoming one of Sun International's VIP host. So this is absolutely incredible. This opportunity led for Hamika and his crew to really serve as the opening act at the Sun Carousel as well. So to date, he's opened the stage for various local artists, including Kulichan and Naifani, and he's recently teamed up with producing duo Hood Fame on his anthem about eventually making it into the industry. And that is why he is airborne. So he's joining me on the line this morning. Good morning, Hamika.
How you doing, my man?
Good stuff. So we all just listened to Airborne, and kudos on you. Now that we know the backstory, that it's all about you just trying to make a name for yourself and really being so persistent. First and foremost, congratulations. And secondly, how does it now feel when you have a produced single and it's finally finished and you're getting your name out there?
Oh, it's a blessing, hey?
Yeah.
Like, the work that was put in to get the song done was so much that once you get to release it, just makes a world of difference, you know.
How long did it take to actually get this whole song done and dusted and complete?
Done and dusted, it took around about 6 months, actually.
Oh, wow. And
we had to put down the work, like getting the artist, getting the proper feel, and for everything to work out as it did now. It took like a whole 6 months to get it done.
Yeah. And how's the reception been in terms of the song so far?
the reception, tell you the truth, especially the releasing of today, it's, people are excited. There were people wanting it to be released beforehand, before time, actually.
You know,
but right now...
Yeah?
Pardon?
Uh-huh.
Sorry? Yeah, you
were saying? No. I was allowing you to speak. There we go.
Oh, all right, man. Look, the reception for it is actually what I'm going to find out today, because I've only uploaded it, like, this morning, actually.
So we can officially say that it was the exclusive premiere on Untapped Talent.
Yes, it was. You are the very first person to play it on the radio airwaves. You are my exclusive man right now.
Awesome stuff. Listen, I have to ask you, where does the name Hamika come from? Because your name is Katlego. You know, your government name is Katlego.
My government name is Katlego, but Hamika came about in high school.
Uh-huh.
Because I used to be one of those artists or entertainers that could do everything. So the actual meaning of Hamika is having anything made is known as. It was my way of finding self-belief in myself, you know, because, you know, having anything made, well, is what I do.
In a very modest
way. I try everything.
Yeah, in a very modest way, he says.
But sorry.
It must be exciting to be in your shoes right now. What is in the pipelines for Hamika right now? And what does the future hold for him?
Okay, right now in the pipeline, well, there's a music video on the way.
Awesome.
And there is a clothing line also on the way.
Okay.
And performances, you know, like I'm really trying to uplift my community as well through my music. You know, it's one of those things, because where I'm from, music is not really seen as a career.
Yeah.
You know, or let me put it this way: most of the art forms are not seen as careers. They're seen as hobbies rather than something that someone can pursue on a full-time basis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm just trying to be that positive message that would, let me say, persuade parents to see or show parents the other side.
Yeah. Well,
of this industry that we're in.
Listen, kudos on you, brother. And for you to be making such strides, you know, opening for such acts like Kuli Chan and Ifani, good on you. And, you know, the future is yours. Go on with your bad self.
Thank you so much, dear man. But it's a pleasure and it's an honor to actually be on your show. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
And where can people get more information on you?
You can get them on my social media feeds via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Awesome. And your handles are?
At Hamika_SA.
Fantastic stuff. All the best, hey? And keep well.
Thank you so much, man.
Fantastic.
And have a lovely one.
This is Untapped Talent.
Untapped Talent on cliffcentral.com.
All right, we're continuing with the conversations, and I'm loving today because I'm just talking to incredible people who are doing awesome stuff. I feel like I say that all the time, but for real, bear with me, take a second, I am being honest. And I have an amazing guest sitting across me right now. Oh, this is like, how do I introduce her? You know, I can read out her CV and she's done awesome stuff, but she's bearing with my obsession rather, most recently. And I feel like, you know what, Courtney, like, bear with me here. This is the best way I can introduce you. You see, I just feel like we can have, what do you think of a whole conversation, a whole interview?
Just a dance conversation.
Yeah.
Cool.
Like we can just dance it out.
Yeah. It'll be silent for a while, but we'll know what's going on.
Okay, before like we turn this into a dance scene party, unlike any other, Miss Courtney, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, we'll cut the song and then we'll have a dance party later. Yep. If people have not pieced all of this together, Courtney, you are a professional dancer.
Yes.
More than that, can I call you a B-girl?
Yeah,
is that
the
term?
Yes,
that is it. B-girl, that's, I feel nice and cool down with people like that. And who's recently just starred in Mikasa's new music video for Chocolate.
Yeah.
Before we get into your career, etc., I want to talk about the music video and your starring in it.
Mm.
How did you go about landing a role in it? Did you have to audition?
No, I kind of just got the call.
Okay.
Yeah, and
this is when you know you've made it. When you do not audition, you get called.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I got the call. I've known the guys for a while. I've never worked with them.
Mm-hmm.
I think just being in the space that I have been, I've worked with a lot of different artists. So I've seen them around. We've done a few gigs together.
Uh-huh.
And it was very random. I got the call and I just heard Jay wants you on this. So I was like, what is this that we're talking about? Like, you know, are we eloping? What are we talking about?
Because
I'm down. on.
Jay wants to marry me. Let's go. Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I got the call. And yeah, we shot it 3 days later, and that was really all it was. You know, it's a really cool video. It's basically a spin of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes.
Obviously, Mikasa and the Chocolate Factory, you know.
Yes.
And the dancers, there's four different crews who have been brought in and given the opportunity to be members of this factory for life. And,
yes,
you know, it's this amazing place. So basically, I'm part of one of the four crews that are there to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think just doing the style that I do, it tends to stand out a bit more. And yeah, I kind of just was the one rolling around on the floor.
Yeah. That's how you describe your
dancing.
That's
dancer. What it was, yeah.
Just
wherever it
look
falls,
for the girl just, on the floor, just moving around. That's awesome stuff.
That's it, yeah.
Are you from Durban originally?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
See, I like this connection because I'm also from Durban.
Okay.
Whereabouts in Durban?
Durban North.
Oh.
Red Hill to be exact.
Which high school did you go to?
Northlands. Don't tell me you went to Northlands too.
No. No, I
where did you go?
Westville Boys High School.
Oh,
I'm a Westville boy,
okay.
Like through and
we
through.
Used to beat all the Westville girls in all the sports.
It's not about
yes.
that. Let's, you know, those are
moving
things.
Along, it's fine.
Yeah,
we
those are things of the past.
Old
like,
wounds.
Why
I
did
hear
I have to
you.
Bring that up? Goodness. And so, did you start in the dance scene in Durban as well?
Yeah. So I've been in Joburg now 2.5, almost 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
I made the move because I kind of just felt, you know, as much as I love Durban and its home and everything else, there's only so much I can do then, especially dance being the kind of career it is.
Yeah.
It's not something that you can be like, hey, are you doing a wedding today? Cool, let me perform.
Exactly.
Hey, are you,
and
you know what I mean?
Style
it's very,
of dancing
yeah, especially
as well.
The style that I do, naturally it's cut me off from a lot of opportunities because I'm not going to be the girl in the video with the shorts shaking and doing these things.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
One, I suppose your viewers will also die if they had to see that. So, so I'm saving myself and everyone else. So yeah, when I made the move, it was kind of just, I need something new. I can either be like, you know, a biggish fish in a small pond my whole life, or I can kind of just chase something bigger than me, you know. So when I was in Durban, I kind of started dancing by mistake.
Like yeah. How? As in just a social dancer? Or
no.
Do you, were like, were there classes?
Okay,
or?
So background being, I was a gymnast from 6 or 7. I got my SA colors at 7. So then I went into soccer for a bit, and then I was doing kickboxing for about 5 years. So I've always done like really weird, odd things.
What
and
haven't
then,
you done? Soccer, kickboxing, gymnast.
Yeah. And that, but that's
I need
really.
To sort
but
out
when
my
I
life.
Did those things, I was very. Yeah, where have you been? You
what have I done? I was in the chess
club. I was also
club.
A professional chess player. Yeah.
No, I genuinely
like
was in the chess
the
club
weekend.
For like 2 weeks.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm
well,
not smart enough for this.
No,
I respect those people yeah. who stayed. Because I couldn't even do
you
that.
Couldn't make
no.
It. Yeah. No, so, yeah, man. So, but whenever I was doing one of those things, I was very into them. So I didn't really have I don't want to say I didn't have a childhood, but I was very focused at a young age.
I had a lot of energy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think my parents were just like, what can we do with her? Send her there, you know, send her there. Or, you know, so the dancing thing kind of happened just by chance. And I think seeing it around, I liked doing, it looked very cool. I was mm-hmm. like, why? And there's only boys doing this stuff. Why can't
yeah.
I do this stuff, you know? And then by 15, I was part of this Bollywood show, don't even ask.
Okay.
So choreographing and leading in that show.
It is Durban,
yeah,
so we
yes,
can expect
exactly.
that. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's... And then it kind of just happened. And I think from grade 11, matric, I was kind of like, I would go to different venues in Durban, like the small child being like, hey, can I put on a show for you? Do it for free and you will see the next time. I promise you
yeah.
will have me back.
So you just
and
wanted
by,
to perform
yeah,
for
I was
anyone
just
who
like,
was willing.
Let me do this thing, you yeah. know? And also getting the whole, but you're a dancer. This isn't a career. What are you actually doing, you know? And within a couple months, I was being booked at most of the clubs. Firstly, I wasn't even old enough to be there, you know? But
did you have to lie about your age at any
no,
point?
No, but I was there to work, yeah. really. So, which is even worse, a child worker in the club, you know?
Like double negatives
exactly.
there. Exactly.
But I mean, within no time, I was contracted to Suncoast Casino. And like, yeah, just a lot of cool things came from that initial, let me push myself into this field. So yeah.
That's cool.
It.
And how was the scene in Durban, you know, when you were trying to make a name for yourself as a dancer?
Well, I think the dance industry in general is very small. So in Durban, you can imagine it's even worse. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but if you want to make a career out of it, it's really difficult. Scene-wise, in terms of the dancers, there's very few. In terms of the work, there's only a handful of things. I mean, you can do a fashion show. You can do the opening of an event. You can, like, there's very few things that you can do. And once you've done all those, that's pretty much it.
And I assume more than that, even fewer girls.
Of course, yes.
Actually being B-girls.
Yeah, so there's maybe about 4 or 5 in the country that I can think of, you know.
4 or 5 in the entire country.
In the country that I can think of. Well, and that's me being extravagant.
But all I'm saying is nobody can tell you a thing, because you at least say, you can say, like, listen, I'm in the top 5, okay?
You know, at least.
What number, Pelarina, are
4.5, it doesn't matter, I'm still there, you know.
You're in the top 5. I mean, that's your new one-liner in your bio. I feel like that's what you should say. And then when did you decide to move to Joburg, though?
So it came at a stage where I just started dancing for Toya Delezi.
She's so cool.
It was amazing at the time. Like, she was probably the biggest artist in the country. Mm-hmm. And we were traveling a hell of a lot. So me being in Durban, the rest of the team was in Joburg. It made no sense. Like, if there was gigs in Joburg, I must be the one flying up, you know. Yeah. And then it just became a bit of a hassle. And also it was at a stage where I was like, no, I want something more. They're like, Durban, love you, thanks, bye. Yeah. You know, like, so I made the move.
No, I had the same agreement as well. I was like, you know, I'd love you. Love you enough to leave.
So I love you from a distance. Yeah. But so that was it. So I was with Toya for about a year. And in that time, like, a lot of cool things happened where I stepped away from her and kind of opened myself up to a lot more things. So the most recent thing now, I choreograph for the Les as well. I've worked with everyone from, like, Coolie China to Reason to aka Burna Boy. Like, I've done most of, like, whether it's the shows, whether it's the MTV's, Channel O's, Idols, Top Billing, whatever. Like, I've choreographed most of these things.
You have them all, Papa. You have them all.
Because number 4.5, I have to be...
You have to you have to be worth it right there. Yeah, let's just talk about some of the big things or projects you've been associated or worked on. For you, what are the standout ones?
I would probably say the latest Celsi campaigns. I got to choreograph
Hold up,
those.
That whole campaign and they're like, the guy goes around into
So Celsi's pretty amazing at the moment. There's literally like 4 different ads running at the same time.
I would like to know that budget. I would also,
Well, 4.5 is where we start. Yeah. So,
do you want to give us an exclusive? This might be it for me. Yeah.
I don't know if they pay me enough for that. But so they just had, there was a campaign with a lot of dancing. It was very urban. So there was cars spinning. And then there was one where we were just dancing in the streets. So I got to choreograph those. I got to kind of advise creatively on those.
Wow. So you could say, I think this would work well if there's a car
the
in the air.
And it was going to be there, you know?
Wow.
So, yeah. So that was a standout one for me.
How much creative freedom do you get, you know, in a project like that? Does everything you say go, or do they sometimes
say
hold up, we don't need a tiger in a tutu?
You know what I'm saying? They cut me down on that. I was kind of hoping for the tiger,
damn it,
but I didn't get it. So so with that, it's kind of, you know, there's obviously a storyboard to the whole thing. There's an agency directing it and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then I would come in as, you know, from the side of, okay, so we need dancing to happen here. Which angle do you see it happening from? What are the moves you think would relate? And you've also got to think of, okay, for somebody watching this, you know, as a beagle, I can make someone do head spins, but it's not necessarily going to relate to someone, you know, who's 60 sitting on a couch and going, what is this person doing?
Yeah, with a collared button up shirt. Exactly.
So from my point of view, it's just having the understanding and the know-how for, how is this performance going to work best? How is it going to read best on camera? Who's performing it the best? Yeah, all those basic kind of things.
No, I totally get it. And I feel like that must be so liberating. Mm. You're still so young and you're getting onto set. You're like, la, 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 like, I call the shots
Yeah.
What is that liberating or more intimidating to know that there are big wigs?
I'd say first you're like, whoa, am I ready? Am I not? And then I kind of think you just got to dive. You know, I think from the beginning of my career, it's kind of been a fast track process. Like, I'd like to think that, you know, 6 months you'll do this, the next 8 you'll do this. But for me, it's kind of happened at such a pace where I'm just going with the flow. I can't stop myself. If industry thinks I'm ready, then hey, I'm ready, you know? Yeah. And then also I've got to learn, and it was a big thing for me to not doubt myself or not want to be involved because you're scared. Like, what is someone going to think? What is, you know? So I think it's kind of just being sure if it's something you love doing, you really just got to do it. And it's either going to be good or bad. And hey, I think it was okay.
I'd like to know, how do you base your not necessarily talent, but how do you base how you're progressing and how good you are when you are an artist? Because it's that one performance that can be absolutely memorable and everybody starts talking about you. Or when you get criticism, how can you not take that personally?
You know, it's such a weird thing because I feel, and more lately I've been putting out a lot more work, whether it's just me messing around in studio or whatever, just because before I was a bit of a perfectionist in a sense where I'd be like, no, I'm not putting this out until I feel my hair was in the wrong place. Like, you know,
wow.
And I'm just getting to a place where I'm like, you know what, not everything is going to be that level all the time, but does that mean I shouldn't put things out there? And the craziest thing is, no matter how good your work is, there will be 60,000 comments of like, this is the most amazing thing, and then that one person that is like, what are you doing?
And isn't it weird? It will be that one comment that you take in,
and then you sit with that. Exactly. And actually yesterday, like, I put some new footage up yesterday. Loved it. Everyone was like, yeah. And then one person, what did she even say? I can't even remember, but like, it sat with me for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd actually sit and think to myself, like, what are you even acknowledging this for? But
why should that even matter right now?
Let one person say really one weird thing to you, and that's the thing you take home. Forget the others that are like rooting for you.
Praises
it's
galore.
Just one of those things, you know. But I think as time goes on, you just got to learn to develop a tough skin. And I think that's why a lot of artists are so standoffish. People are just like, oh, but why is he so, you know, why is he so hard all the time? He's not friendly. Because people make them this way. It's not
the
easy
nature
to
of
be,
the industry.
You're on
exactly.
a stage, you're in a place where people just judge you for a living. That is literally it. My whole career is based on whether you think I'm good or not.
What? Girl, you are preaching to the choir. You are preaching to the choir. So how? Where do you get your motivation from then? Because when you know how hard you try, how good you are, how naturally gifted you are, you'll still be judged and you'll still get those naysayers. Some people, not just because you aren't good at dancing,
because
we don't like her hair. She just annoys me.
Because it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I think I have to kind of step back, and I'm not saying that I don't ever have those moments where I'm just like, I'm not doing this anymore. Mm-hmm. I give up. Let me go work behind a desk, you know?
Yeah, I'm like, back to Durban will be fine.
Yeah, let me go back to mom. But I think I just get to a place where I'm like, this is what I want to do. So I can either look at it in one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You are always like this person, whoever that person is you know, hating on whoever. You're hating on everyone at some point. I could be a librarian. You're still gonna hate on me for something.
Yes.
Maybe I put the
you'll say you don't like
the
a cardigan
in the wrong place. Yeah. My eyeshadow was the, you know. So I feel there's haters everywhere in every field, no matter what you do. So do I step back and I not be the person I want to be because I'm scared of you?
Uh-huh.
Or do I kind of just go for it and get over you, you know, along the way? And that's just really my thought process. Like, for me, I don't see myself doing anything else. Like, yes, I'm still studying, and there's a lot of areas that I want to be involved in and I'm pushing myself into, but it's really, this is my life at the end of the day, regardless of what you, I mean, if my mother was still like, what are you doing? And I could, you know, push on, why is someone that I don't even know, why do you have so much say or control over my emotions?
Who really shouldn't matter?
Yeah.
And who doesn't matter?
Exactly.
Full stop.
You know, you want my page at the end of the day.
If you
you're
do not.
You're commenting on my stuff.
Exactly. If you do not pay my bills.
You know, you're wasting your data on me. So, and we know data is a struggle.
Yes,
so
data is expensive. We know. Trust, best believe we
exactly.
know. What are you studying, by the way?
BCom.
Okay.
Yeah. And marketing and management.
Oh, that's like way away from any sort of artistic field or whatnot.
Yeah,
was it important for you to get your foundation elsewhere as well?
I wouldn't say that, because I was put in a lot of positions where it was like, do I write this exam or do I go perform at the summers? And
wow.
I chose the summers, you know, so... So
it's clear to see where your heart lies.
It's important, but that being said,
you need to go out there and push.
I'm very like, I need the mental stimulation, you know. I get, as you said, I have way too much energy. So so if I can't be dancing all day, I need to be involved with something else, you know.
Yeah.
So I study really just for, I want to say, the background or
something
to
fall
back on.
On. Yeah.
I want to say that, but I also don't think I'll ever need it. I think if you really believe in something or you work hard enough, you're not going to need it. But my family seems to think otherwise. So, you know, here I am.
Hey, well,
I'll
listen.
Have it next week.
You are all over the place. You're making big moves for yourself. Thank you. So they must just understand
they
where you
relax.
Are. Yeah, they must just.
And if I'm ever broke, they must welcome me back home.
Exactly.
I mean...
That's what family's for. That's really exactly. what family's for. You've worked on such amazing projects. You've worked with such amazing people, you know, all these amazing collaborations. Is there still someone, you know, let's just look in South Africa, because if we go out into the world, we'll be on and on forever. In South Africa, is there still someone you're like, oh, I would love to just choreograph a piece to your song, or I'd love to choreograph this opening ceremony for this company? Who's it for you? Who's still on your list?
I don't know, it's very difficult to say, because I've ticked off a lot of the boxes, to be honest.
Yeah, you've done The Lairs, you've done AKA, you've done Kulichana.
Sure. Reason. Sure, there's been a lot. Yeah. Tara Day, Tomorrow Day. Ooh, Tara.
Tara Day.
But yeah, Tara Day. There's been a lot, and I've been very lucky in that sense. But I think for me, I'm moving into a different space where, you know, working with artists is really cool, like, obviously it really is, but I'm moving into more of a campaign space, I think,
for
where it's something I've always wanted to do. Like, I've got a couple projects lined up where it's weird. There's a fashion one coming up, there's an eyewear thing coming up, like it's very odd. And
now
hold up,
when you get a brief like, Courtney, we want you to promote our eyewear.
Yeah. No, if they're saying we want to give you a range in our eyewear, then it's a different conversation.
Oh, okay. So I thought like maybe this is an eyewear company coming in to say like we have 30-second TV commercial and we need something about it.
Okay, so that be like with that... Firstly, not even a lot of brands can afford ads in this country. As you know, it's really...
And then
here,
that company comes with... fireworks and
you know,
ships.
How crazy was
cars.
That? It was madness. So,
I think we just threw shade at every corporate outfit.
But it's the truth. Where are the ads?
Yeah,
these things
we'll
are expensive,
yeah.
you know? And if anything, it does me an injustice, because you're taking work away from me when I could be dancing. If you had money to make an ad, I could be dancing in it, you know?
I'm done. I'm officially done.
So we threw shade on ourselves more than anything. Yeah, man, I just think it's a different space. Choreography is great. It's obviously it's where my passion is, and it's what I do the most. Speaking of corporates, like most of my work is corporate. Like as much as the Vuzu launches and all that is amazing, I love that, but most of my work is corporate. So like I choreographed the launch of the new GTI. I choreographed for International Motor Show. Like little things. Yikes. Like those are corporates that you won't necessarily see on TV or you know, things like that.
But
so,
we'll see the rewards in your bank account.
You
so
know what
you
I'm
aren't complaining, girl. Don't worry, girl. I got you. Yeah, I got you loud and clear. Courtney, thank you so much for stopping by this
thank
morning.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely incredible. Where can we catch up with you?
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Courtney Paul or Courtney _Paul.
Yeah. And it's CourtNae. There
you
go. Nice and short and simple.
And weird. Yeah.
No, it's not weird. It's unique.
Thank you.
There we go. That's
unique. Thanks.
Yeah. You're so, so incredible. What a fun time having you in studio.
Thank you.
More especially to all of my guests as well. All the best for them. And more than that, thank you for listening. We do this every single Friday from 9 a.m. right here on cliffcentral.com. My name is Sia, and I'll see ya.
Untapped talent on cliffcentral.com.